Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know how I love a good vote. I just love it, me. Any website where it tells you to vote, I will do it. There must be other people like this. A little bit obsessed with voting.
Do you always vote for the one that you genuinely want to win, or do you sometimes just try and fix them?
No, I always vote genuine-like. But I just love voting in a poll. That's why I love the election so much. I was glued to it because I love voting. I do. I love a good vote, don't you?
I can't say, if someone said to me, what do you love? I can't say voting would be like one of my top five.
Any poll online, vote for this, vote for that. I'm right there. Vote, click, click, click. I love it.
Maybe I can send you all my surveys that I get sent through and you can just do all them for me.
Send them on. That's what I spend a lot of evenings doing.
If someone stops you in the street and says, have you got 5 minutes for this survey, do you stop for them as well?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Unless I'm really busy.
Remember that. If you do those surveys in the street and you see Scott walking past, he's happy to spend half an hour, 45 minutes.
I have the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who are you voting for now?
There's a new chance to vote. And this is for Dad of the Year.
Uh-huh. Right.
This is on a parenting website. I've got that for you here.
Oh, right. Is this like celebrity of dad and mum of the year?
Okay, yeah, it's cool. On a parenting website. So I've got the website up for you now.
Celebrity dad of the year, 2010.
Who are you going for? Read out the options.
The options are Peter Andre.
He'll get loads of votes.
He will. He's smiling quite nicely in that picture. Yeah. Gordon Brown.
Yeah.
He looks happy.
He's a dad, yeah.
David Cameron, off of being Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Jeff Brazier.
Yes.
Yeah. And Vernon. He looks slightly startled in that photo. Vernon Kay, the lovely Vernon.
Also a dad, yeah.
And Mark Owen.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
Celebrity
I'm going to...
Celebrity dad of the year,
yeah,
Mark
I think
Owen.
I'm going to vote for Mark Owen.
Are you?
Yeah. That's who's getting my vote.
Why are you voting for Mark Owen?
Well, if anybody says dad of the year to me, then it's Mark Owen. Do you not think?
Well, what... outstanding qualities.
I think he's a deserving dad of the year, definitely.
What, more so than Wayne Rooney?
I think so.
Or Steven Gerrard?
Yeah. Owen is getting my vote.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you have just voted for
him? I don't think there's anyone more deserving, seriously. Have you been watching Doctor Who?
I watched the first one of the new series and then sort of forgot to watch the rest. Is it any good?
I saw the first 5 minutes on Saturday and then my TV keeps going off and you have to switch the whole thing off, the power goes, and then you have to put it back on again.
You sat on the remote?
Hmm?
Are you sat on the remote?
No, I'm not sat on the remote. There's a problem with it. It's fixed now. Anyway, Doctor Who fans will love this. Did you see the new... did you hear the new theme at the beginning?
No, I didn't. I thought it was the same as before, but then to be honest, I haven't really watched... much Doctor Who before, so it might have been new, but I didn't realise.
You see, Doctor Who now, even people that didn't like Doctor Who before, love it.
Mm.
But there is a new theme. Would you like to hear it?
Is that?
It's quite different from the original.
Listen, girl, to what I say about the man from Gallifrey. He can show you the planets, he can show you the stars. He can love you more because he's got two hearts.
Good, isn't it?
From the nearest world to the farthest, he'll take you there in his TARDIS. Who will you find? Are you a risk taker? Will it be David Tennant or Colin Baker? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Good. I like it.
Is that only at the end? I don't think that was the one I saw on the start.
Doctor Who, what you gonna do? Doctor Who.
I don't remember that.
It's not really the new theme from Doctor Who. It's our friend Parry Gripp.
Oh!
Yeah! Remember him?
Yeah!
He did this. We played some of his stuff before. This is his take on the Doctor Who theme. You know Parry Gripp? He's the one that did Bieber Eating a Twiglet. He just takes YouTube videos and then sings what he sees on the video.
Bieber eating a twiglet. Bieber eating a twiglet. Bieber eating
And who can forget?
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam.
We love Parry Grip.
This is BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Where are you today?
I am in Hollywood, Northern Ireland.
How can I help you?
Well, guess he's filming outside my work right now.
Someone's filming outside your work?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez?
No.
Jennifer Aniston?
No. Even more exciting.
Lindsay Lohan? That's more exciting.
No, that really isn't exciting, though.
Well, it is for me.
It's actual Doctor Who.
Doctor Who's outside your work?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What's going on?
Yeah, he's just filming outside my work. I can see him outside my window and everything.
Matt Smith is outside your window at work?
Yeah, uh-huh. Actual Doctor Who.
I bet you're not getting any work done this afternoon, are you?
Well, no, since about 10 o'clock when I realised that's who it was. Haven't done anything, really.
So he's been there all day.
Yeah, he's been there all day.
I dare you to open a window, a door, and go, Doctor Who, what you gonna do, Doctor Who, the new theme.
They wouldn't be able to hear me.
Doctor Who, who, Doctor Who. He wouldn't be able to hear you if you opened the window.
No, but I am going to walk over and see if I can wave at him.
Okay. We'll just shout, Doctor Who. Doctor Who!
Doctor Who! Doctor Who! Doctor Who!
Yes, while going past sideways and waving like a bit of a freak.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, I love
you. Love you too, bye!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
So Chris and his team and Greg and his team are there now, but they're being a little bit secretive about where this cottage actually is. Nobody knows, do they?
No.
It's a mystery location somewhere in or around Bangor. So we called up Aled earlier, and he did not clock a thing. You're absolutely going to love this. Listen to Aled's voice. He is totally fooled by our skills. When we called up from the local hospital radio station, didn't notice a thing was going on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
How can I help?
Hi, is that Aled?
It is, yes.
Hello, my name's Di Day.
I'm Nava Day.
And together we are
Di Nava Day.
On Hospital Radio, bang, bang. Bangor. Now, thanks very much for doing this. You are now live on the air on Hospital Radio Bangor.
Don't swear, Aled, don't swear.
I'll try not to.
This is Hospital Radio Bangor.
So if you can tell us, Aled, where is the cottage exactly? What's the address?
It's number 2. You've got to be having a laugh, Bangor.
So, because we're thinking of coming over tonight, because me and the wife, my assistant here, and we thought we'd just give you a call. From one radio professional to another.
Right, that's very nice.
I would say you're the London equivalent of us, really.
I feel that.
So what time should we come round then, Aled?
I'd say about 8. That'd be really good.
All right. Do we need to bring anything or what?
Well, I'm partial to a bit of woo-woo, so that would get you obviously through the door.
Oh, Aled, I know what that's like. I always have that.
Wherever possible.
On a radio near you.
This is Hospital Radio Bangor.
It's Die Another Day with you. We got a lot of features that are similar to your show, actually.
Well, so far it sounds like it.
Well, we got a catheter catchphrase, which I think is similar to one of yours.
You've got what?
It's catheter catchphrase because it's hospitals. We based it on car park catchphrase, but we haven't got...
They copied ours.
All right. We haven't got Roy Walker.
We got Bob Porker.
Have you got...
Bob Porker is the local butcher.
Also known as Meaty Bob.
On Hospital Radio... Bang, bang. Bangor. It is Hospital Radio Bangor with me, Di.
Me another day.
We are Di another day.
I didn't think you'd stay on this long, did you, Di?
So, we'll be off.
For, calling me up, and enjoy your afternoon, and hopefully see you around 8.
All right. Well, we'll see you then, and remember...
Bang, bang.
Banger.
I really didn't expect him to stay on the line for that long, but absolutely fooled. See, he'll probably be listening to Radio 1 now going, oh, I can't believe it was just Scott and Becky. I'm such an idiot.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The big weekend is in Bangor this weekend. And as a little treat for our Welsh listeners...
Oh, beth sy'n occur o?
It's, oh, what's occurring? All this week... Nessa says it in Welsh. I love that. And once again...
Oh, beth sy'n occur o?
We've got a new contestant.
Have you actually checked, just before we move on, that that definitely does say, oh, what's occurring?
Well, Ruth Jones, who is Nessa, said that that's what it is, so yeah.
Wow.
I'm just going with her word on that. New contestant is Rachel. Hiya, Rach.
Hi.
You alright?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Whereabouts are you in the world?
I'm in Andover.
Andover?
In Hampshire.
I had to go to court there once.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Just a parking fine thing.
Okay.
What are you doing at the moment? Are you revising?
Yeah, pretty much non-stop for my A-levels.
Did my It's All Gonna Be Fine work for you earlier?
I didn't actually hear it.
Oh, rubbish.
I can't revise with the radio on.
Oh, well, that's good then. So you've been listening all the way through?
Yeah. Well, I listened to the podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, thanks for being here live.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd make an effort.
And thanks. You'll be hearing yourself on the podcast tomorrow, won't you?
Yeah, it's going to be really weird.
I understand that you are a Justin Bieber fan, but are fairly ashamed of this.
Yeah, it's a bit shameful, isn't it, really?
Well, no, there's no shame in being, you know, wrapped up in the Bieber fever.
He's so moany.
He's so moany?
You know when he said how he hates everything?
Mm.
Yeah.
He doesn't like girls that wear Uggs.
He doesn't like being made to wait.
He doesn't like girls that try to impress him.
He doesn't like being too hot or too cold. But apart from that, yeah.
Bit high maintenance, really.
Well, yeah.
He is well high maintenance.
But you're not going out with him, you're just a fan of his hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the ludicrous one.
Yes. I hear
love
you.
That.
Right, welcome to Oh What's Occurring. Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Let's see how you do.
Oh. Best in a curdle.
Right, we've got a celebrity on for the first Oh What's Occurring today. If you could have one celebrity, just one, out of anybody, who would you have for the first Oh What's Occurring? What about you, Rachel? Who would you like to star in the first Oh What's Occurring that you are part of?
Maybe Ali G.
Ali G.
Random. Not a real celebrity, but that would be cool.
No, okay, yeah, I hear you.
Prince Charles or Tom Cruise.
That's a good one.
Either.
Okay, let's find out if either of those... Prince Charles or Ali G or Tom Cruise are on today's Oh What's Occurring.
Hello, I'm George Sampson.
Oh, it's George Sampson.
That was my second choice.
I know, sorry about that, Rach. It's George Sampson, you know, off of dancing. He's in that new Street Dance 3D film. The ads are everywhere for that, which is coming out soon. The first British film ever in 3D. Now, George Sampson is...
Hello, I'm George Sampson.
One of my favourite people called...
I thought he was actually there, then.
No, one of my favourite people called George. What about you, Rachel?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
One of my favourites.
Now, the question is, on today's Oh What's Occurring celebrity round, how many other famous people called George could George Sampson name... in 30 seconds. Rach, I'll go for you first.
Probably one.
He knows one other George that's famous.
Oh, no, there's George Clooney. No, maybe two.
Two. Becky?
Well, there's my cousin George. George. So I'm going to say...
He probably doesn't know your cousin George.
Well, he might do.
Okay. Four. Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, Bessina Kuro.
Here's George Sampson naming some other people who are famous called George. Now, George, I need you to name as many Georges as you can, other ones, apart from you.
Famous Georges.
In 30 seconds. Go!
George Formby, George Foreman, King George. I don't know how many King Georges there have been. George Michael. George Bush. Oh, my God. Oh, this is right. George Allen Geyer. It's quite a difficult one, this. I don't know. Boy George. Joris George. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he did quite well.
There was really good.
Eight in there, so Becky gets the point. Sorry, Rachel. How old is George Sampson, please? 17? 16? Listen to the first people he named who were called George. Go!
George Formby. George Foreman.
George Formby off of the...
ukulele?
Yeah. When was that? 20s?
Yeah, 30s. 20s or 30s.
And the bloke who made the grill. Go!
George Formby. George Foreman.
Cleaning to earn an honest bob.
There he is.
For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner, you.
First Georgie name. You can see what I'm 16.
When I'm cleaning windows.
Also, who's this?
George Allen Geyer.
Who's George Allen Geyer?
George Allen Geyer.
Oh, I thought he said George Allen Geyer from the news.
Maybe that's who he meant. Becky gets the point.
Oh. Bessina Kuro.
Now, our next one features our friends the Baseballs. Are you aware of their work, Rachel?
Yeah.
They do the hits of today in a 50s style. I tell you what, their album is doing really well, and there's loads of ads for it everywhere, and I think they're going to have a hit album. They're selling a lot.
You taking the credit for that?
No. People are loving the 50s style. If you've not heard the Baseballs before, they do, you know, Umbrella by Rihanna and others. They do Beyoncé's Crazy in Love in a 50s style. Now today they have done some new songs which are not on their album, especially for us. So this is a Scott Mills Show exclusive, okay? Three new songs. This is what they do, the Baseballs, if you're not aware of them.
Got me looking so crazy right now, your love. Got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now, your touch. Got me looking so crazy right now.
That's Beyonce. So they've done some more for us, okay? What I'm going to do is play them to you. And the first person to shout out their name when you think you know what the song is gets the point, all right?
Okay.
So, Rachel, when you think you've identified the song, you shout...
Oh, my name?
Yes.
Oh, Rachel.
Good. And Becky, you shout...
Becky.
That's it. All right, so I'm going to play you the new songs by the Baseballs, done especially for us in a 50s style. You just tell me what they are. Shout out your name.
Oh, Bessie Nakuro.
Good luck. Here's the first one by the Baseballs.
Ooh, one, two, three, ba 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 ba. Would you dance if I ask you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Or would you cry if you saw me crying?
Go on.
Hero, Enrique Iglesias.
Oh,
you think it's,
yeah,
you think it's Hero? Let's have a listen.
One, two, three, ba 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 bum. Would you dance if I ask you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Or would you cry if you saw me crying? Or would you sell my soul tonight? Woo! Or would you tremble if I touch your lips? Or would you laugh? Woo! Or please tell me this or no. Or would you die for the one you love? Well, hold me in your arms tonight. Yeah.
It is Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Good work. I would never have got that.
That was really good. So Rachel gets a point. It was this one.
Would you dance if I ask you to dance?
Hero.
Or would you run and never look back?
I didn't say they had to be in the style of the original track, because they're not.
If I asked you to dance, would you run and never look back?
Oh, love Enrique.
Would you cry?
Would you?
Enrique? What? Listen to it all the time?
No, would you? No.
And would you say?
No. 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 Not that either.
Really?
Would you tremble if I touched your lips?
Rubbish dance mix of this again. Send it off. Well done, Rachel. Here's your next one by Baseballs. What song is this?
One, two, three. A boom, a boom, a boom, boom, ba boom, 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 ba boom, boom, boom.
We bring the stars out. We bring the woman and the cars and the cards out.
Okay, go on.
Tiny Temper, Pass Out.
You think it's Tiny Temper, Pass
yeah.
Out?
One, two, three.
Let's hear the whole thing.
Boom. A boom, a boom, boom, ba boom, 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 ba boom, 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 boom. We bring the stars out. We bring the woman and the cars and the cards out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get less out, and we can do this until we pass out.
Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars.
Yes, Becky.
Yes.
Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out, and we can do this until we pass out.
Good one. Okay.
Is it wrong that I find them strangely attractive when they do their boom, boom, boom?
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, here is your next one. Shout out your name when you know what it is, please.
I wake up every day. It's a daydream. Everything in my life is not what it seems. And all I care about is sex and violence, and the heavy bass line is my kind of silence.
Oh, Rachel.
Go on, Rachel.
Is it Dizzy Rascal? I wake up every day. Is it, what is that song?
What is that song?
Bonkers.
Bonkers? Let's find out.
I wake up every day, it's a daydream.
I wake up every day, is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in
yes.
2D.
And all I care about is sex and violence. And the heavy bass line is my kind of silence.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life. There's
nothing crazy about me.
They're brilliant. We love the Baseballs. That was them doing some more songs from today that are not on their album. That means it's a 2-2 draw on today's Oh What's Occurring. Do you want to come back tomorrow, Rachel?
Yes, please.
Right, I don't like the way you have to think about that.
Well, yesterday, Tom just resigned.
Of course, my... It's up to you.
Right, make a commitment, yes or no?
Okay, I will.
Well, yes. Don't feel pressured by it.
No, really.
Do you want to come on or not? Can you spare a few minutes of your time at 5:20 tomorrow?
Okay, yeah.
All right, okay. Good. Once again, non-committal. Right, please answer your phone tomorrow at 5:20.
Okay.
Love ya.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, Bessina Kuro.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.